Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, I'm Shelley and I'm with
Tony,
and we're about to make sorry, he's dying gradually. Sweet and sour chicken. We were going to do
barbecue chicken,
but I'm hungry and I can't wait. And the way we make the barbecue chicken is in
a bag,
which is a Maggie So Juicy bag. Is that right? Hang on, he's just looking.
Yes.
Right, and what you do is, can you read the instructions quick on that bag?
Yes, it's quite simple. All you do is you preheat the oven.
Yeah, what number?
180 or 160 fan oven, gas mark 4. And then you unfold the bag, which is in top of this bigger bag. And you put your chicken in there. You tip all your sauce.
The powdery stuff.
Yeah.
But you can separate the bag. It's got a serrated. Yeah, it has. It's got a serrated.
You just rip it across. It's got a little cut on the side there.
Yeah. It's in two halves. So the bigger half has got the bag in it, and the smaller half has got the. Is that right?
No, the bigger half has got the sauce in, and the smaller half has got the bag in.
There you go. I got it wrong.
You just tip the
powder
over it. Roll it around a bit to get it
coated.
Coat the chicken, and then you stick it in the oven.
For how long?
Well, if you're doing chicken breasts as we were going to do, it'd be 35 to 40 minutes. But if you're doing chicken drumsticks as they suggest, then it's 55 to 60 minutes.
But I'm hungry, so we're not doing
that. But
if you want information about that, just let us know and we can help. They've got different flavours of those bags, so juicy bags, haven't they?
Yes, they have, yes.
We only get the barbecue, because that's the only one we like. The rest are quite spicy. They also do papers, and they're called Maggie So Tender. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
We get those as well, and with those you just get out a paper, wrap a piece of chicken breast, or wrap a chicken breast around it, and fry it in a dry pan for how long? Is it 10 minutes
each side?
Yeah.
We had that last night, so we're not going to have that again.
No. But as I say, if anyone wants any information about that, then let us know. At the moment, Tony's cutting up chicken. He's got chicken breasts. He's got 4 chicken breasts at the moment.
3 chicken breasts.
Are you doing 3?
No, there are only 3.
Oh, okay. Right. There's 3 in a pack. And
so he's cutting them into mouth-sized morsels.
Bite-sized pieces. And then he's going to fry them in a dry pan, yeah? You won't put any oil in that pan, will you?
Oh, only a drizzle, just to make sure they don't stick.
Just a tiny bit of olive oil, probably.
Vegetable oil.
I would have used olive oil, it's better for you.
I've got olive oil,
better. Well, about time you had some. Anyway, fry them till, I suppose they take about, I don't know. How long does it take to cook, do you reckon, when they're fried? Probably, I would say 12 minutes, I suppose, stirring all the time.
About that.
Because they're small pieces, so they won't take so long to cook.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger the pieces, the longer they'll take, because it takes longer to cook them. And then we're going to have rice with it, and then what we'll do with the rice is we will... Sorry, I hear a dog. What we do with the rice is you can either get packets of rice that goes in the microwave that take 2 minutes, and you just take off the top or undo the top slightly.
They are quick and easy, but expensive.
Yeah, they are very expensive. There's more than one. Well, sorry if it's one person, but if there's like 2 or 3 of you, which there are with us, then I get a box of rice. You can get boiled in a bag, which I don't like, because you can't, if you add salt to it, it doesn't go onto the actual rice. It's not very, I don't like it, but some people might prefer it.
But you wouldn't do this meal for one person, you'd have to use part of the sauce and then put the other part in the fridge and use it again.
Or you could cook 2 breasts with the sauce and then freeze half of it once it's cooked.
Yeah, you could do it that way.
So there's ways around it. You can be done. It's not a problem. And then we're going to... Tony's going to fry the chicken and put the rice on. And with the rice portions, we put...
1 cup of rice.
To 2 cups of water. So I suppose if you've got a smallish cup, then 1 cup would be enough for one person. If you use a mug, which we do, that's a mug enough for 2 people, would you say?
Yeah.
A mug-sized?
Yeah.
Not a big mug like we have, but like a medium-sized mug.
Yeah. 250 ml.
It's chicken and the rice.
I measure it out in one of these.
Yeah, but everyone hasn't got what you've got.
No, but these... I know, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to give you an idea of how much. And there's 250 millilitres in this.
But would that be the size of a mug?
A small mug.
Yeah. Yeah, a smallish mug, I would say, per rice. But, I mean... So, basically, double the water to the amount of rice you put in. And then we put a little bit of salt in ours, and then we leave it to cook for 12 to 15 minutes, would you say? Once it's boiling, and turn it down to simmer.
Yeah, you get the water boiling, and then you put the rice in, and it's meant to be 10 minutes after that, but I always find it's about 15.
Because we like it soft, we don't like a bite to our rice, we like it soft. So there you go, that's how you make it. I'm sorry it's quick and short and sweet, but Tony's not feeling brilliant, so we're going to get it done, and hopefully you'll enjoy that. And if there's any questions, feel free to ask us. If you need anything.
And if there's anything they'd like us to particularly to have a go at, let us know, and we'll try and see what we can do.
If it's curries, don't look at us, because neither of us eat curries. Anything spicy, I'm afraid, we're not very good at. But, I mean, we could make a curry at some description, as long as we don't have to eat it and tell you what it's like. My daughters like curries, I must admit, but we've refused to make it. Only because we don't like it. But I hope you all have a good day. And so if there's anything you want us to make, if we can, we will. If we can't, we won't. Tony's Victoria sponge is yummy. And don't forget, it's pancake day tomorrow, Tuesday, and I'm very excited.
Pancakes tomorrow, and then on Wednesday I've got to make Victoria sponge. So, we're doing quite well, really.
Well, so you feel. Anyway, take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.